Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come, to open our hearts and minds, to be receptive, Father, to this Your Word. And Father, as we open Your Word, we want to be sure that we receive the truth of it, that we know that the Holy Spirit will always give us that truth. Now, Father, be with us through this study. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4. This is another good chapter for things that we don't like in our life and things we want to ignore a lot of the time. But still, it's what we need. Now, beginning here, in verse 1, you see, chapter 4, it's got 32 verses. So we'll see how far we get. Now, in 1 he says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. You see, and what we don't really understand today, we talk about the calling of God and all that, but every person, man and woman, born, has been called to be a call of Almighty God. But you have to choose the road you're going to walk on. Think about that. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling. 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Now you know, he starts out there with therefore, as he says he beseeches us, in view of all that God's grace has done for the readers, as seen in chapters 1 through 3, Paul urges them to walk worthy of their vocation. That is, that they are to live in a manner befitting the divine calling or the invitation which summoned them to salvation. Now, you see, that was all done when we were born. But we have to choose how we are going to walk and who we are going to follow. And most today are not following the Lord Jesus Christ. They're following the ways of Satan, and they're going to wind up in that lake of fire. And I know, in talking with a lot of them, they think, oh, that's just something that's an old wives' tale, and they don't believe it. But there'll be a day come to where they're going to find out that it was true. But then if they chose the wrong way, it's going to be too late to change. And they're going to wind up in that lake of fire that will burn forever throughout eternity. Now, also, you know, these verses too begin to spell out constitutes the worthy walk of verse 1. And such noble conduct includes humility, patience toward others, and bending over backwards to maintain unity or harmony among God's people. You see, we are to be in unity and of the same mind, because that unity and of the same mind comes from the foundation of Almighty God's Word. Now, and you know, that unity of the Spirit, it's in verse 3, this one that's among Christians refers to having one body, the one body of Christ, the Christian church. You see, That's Christ's body. It is the Christian church. That building in which we attend, that we all call the church today, that's not what the scripture calls church. It is the assembly of those that are in that place. They are the church. Because the Spirit of God dwells in you and I. And that is what God is considering as being the church. And one Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, who imparts the same spiritual to all believers in one hope. All Christians share the same future, certainly, and are headed toward the same heavenly destination. And we were told, one Lord. All submit to the same divine ruler in one faith. All believers have placed the same trust in Jesus for salvation and one baptism. The Holy Spirit baptism at the time of salvation. And one God and Father. All believers in Christ have the same God and Heavenly Father. You see, we can't be a part of God's family and all receive and have different things other than the gifts of the Spirit. Because some of us are quick to carry several gifts that others are not equipped to carry. We know there's 9 gifts of the Spirit. And we're told in God's Word that we all were not given the same Spirit because He has a different work for each one of us. Now, you know, here in 7, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. 9. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Well, we know that is true because as we came through the 4 Gospels of His death and His resurrection, and while His body was laying there in that tomb, He was not there with that body. He had done went, as the scripture calls it, to the lower parts of the earth. He done went down and took even the keys away from Satan to hell. Now, you know, that nice verse there, because you and I, that before the death of Christ, both the lost and the saved went to Hades.